Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the ever precious and the worthy name of the Lord Jesus. We welcome you to the Bible study today and the blessed theme of contemplation in regard to salvation and security in the Lord Jesus Christ. God teaches me from His Word that my salvation and the security of my soul must rest entirely in the person and work of my Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. In a threefold way, He teaches me this fact. First, He declares to me what Christ has already done for my soul. Then, secondly, He states what Christ is doing in His present life in heaven for my soul. Third, He reveals through His Word what Christ will yet do for me in the future eternal glory. We've touched upon some of the facts regarding what Christ has done for your salvation, my friend, as well as for mine, revealing the great need for it, revealing the death of Christ upon the cross to meet that need, particularly by His atoning work when He bore our sins in His own body there. And then we found, blessed be God, the wonderful truth, that God has told me that He planned all of this in His eternal purpose before the foundation of the world. The all-knowing God saw my need, He saw your great need as a sinner, and in His infinite wisdom, He planned the death of His beloved Son for your redemption and mine. What a truth that is, even far beyond our comprehension. But then may we continue with the thought, God not only planned my redemption and yours, but God performed it. I learned from God's Word, from Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 6, that God took all my sins, terrible as He knew them to be, He laid them on the blessed substitute, His own Son, when He was upon the cross. Let me quote the words of Isaiah 53:6. May I quote verse 5 with it? For He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon Him. And with His stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and Jehovah hath laid on Him the iniquity of us all. Beloved, please, may I state, take the truth into your mind. Let it sink deeply into your heart. God not only planned the salvation of your soul and mine, God performed the work to accomplish it. When upon the cross of Calvary, in sacrifice, sinless and holy to a holy God, the Lord Jesus became the offering, and God laid all my sins, God laid all your sins, in judgment upon Christ the Savior, when He dealt with those sins so that He could cast them away forever, when you and I trust the Savior. Oh, may I state, please let me state this fact. This eternal work of salvation, accomplished upon the cross of Calvary, was done openly, in the very sight of man, and in the very sight of heaven. All heavenly beings, together with earthly ones, can confess that great work of salvation when God took the sins of the world and laid them upon Jesus was done openly, without any question of doubt, that all may know and see. There is no person in the universe that can dare challenge God's grace and God's mercy toward my soul and toward yours, you and I who are sinners. And there's no creature in the universe that can question God's authority for doing it. But oh, when we think of what God not only planned, when we consider what God has done through Christ to save your soul and to save mine through His atoning death, let us also consider a third fact. God has proclaimed this salvation and commanded its message to be given out to the whole world. Read at your convenience the 24th chapter of the Gospel according to Luke. Read the words of the Lord Jesus ere He went back to heaven in verses 46 and 47, where the tremendous fact is revealed that following His perfect redemptive work, He gave the great commission for His disciples to go to all nations and preach the gospel, and preached the forgiveness of sins to every creature. My beloved, please let me state again, God has not only planned the salvation of your soul and mine, God has not only performed it, but God has been proclaiming it. And the undeniable foundation for my forgiveness and for your forgiveness is the death of His Son. And the indisputable authority for it is the Word of God, where it is written, for the remission of sins, the preaching of the forgiveness of sins, He sent His disciples into the world. Now I want to make a very qualifying statement that I pray will be clearly understood. Many, many times, most unfortunately, there is the conception that one must come to God and ask for forgiveness. My beloved, please let me state, on the ground and the authority of the indisputable Word, when the Lord Jesus commissioned those disciples in chapter 24 of Luke's Gospel, He told them to announce, to preach, make it known the forgiveness of sins is available. I think of the words of the dear Apostle Paul in chapter 13 of the book of the Acts, where he preached in a certain synagogue in the city of Antioch in the country of Pisidia. Be it known unto you therefore, men and brethren, that through this man, Jesus, is preached, is offered unto you, is proclaimed unto you, is announced unto you, the forgiveness of sins. My beloved friend, what does the gospel mean but the good news that God is offering, God is announcing, forgiveness is available. You don't need to ask God to forgive you, He's been trying to do it. Now the question comes, the most important question, if you've heard the message, what have you done with it? For all the breadth of that blessed proclamation, Jesus said was to be made among all nations. And this universal blessing, the blessing of forgiveness, the blessing of salvation, 'tis offered to every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl. Now, my beloved, this is the necessity that should be done. Have you believed it? Personally, thank God, I testify I have received the Son of God as my Savior. By faith I am resting now and eternally upon the finished work of Christ upon the cross for my soul's redemption. In repentance toward God, I have acknowledged my sinful condition. And in faith toward the Lord Jesus, I become God's own child according to His promise. For as many as received Him, to them gave He the power, the right, the privilege, the authority to be called the sons of God or the children of God, even to them that believe on His name. And now my salvation, may I say, is forever settled, both to God's eternal satisfaction and also to mine. Can I repeat that, please? Don't think that I am indeed too presumptuous. I am resting upon the infallible declaration of the Word of God. My salvation has been forever settled to God's eternal satisfaction and to mine. For I rest my faith upon His promises. I think of the words you so familiarly know, John 3:16. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I rest upon the declaration that Paul and Silas said to the Philippian jailer, when trembling he fell before them to say, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" "Believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ," said they, "thou shalt be saved." I rejoice in the knowledge that the Lord Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, shall not come into judgment, but is passed from death unto life." John 5 and verse 24. Oh, beloved, there are many other precious scriptures upon which the soul can rest in simple trusting faith and rejoice to the satisfaction, the eternal satisfaction of God, and to the satisfaction eternally of my soul. I can rest upon the promise of God, and I'm able to sing with exaltation indeed. Hallelujah, 'tis done, I believe on the Son, and I am saved by the blood of the crucified one. Oh, may I give a little resume of the truths we have covered regarding my salvation and your salvation. God planned it. God performed it. God proclaimed it. I believe it. And may I say, that settles it. My beloved friend, have you settled the question of your salvation? You can, if you will believe. For if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. O blessed Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, we pray thee to sanctify and bless the truth to some sinner's heart for their salvation today. Amen.